the name of Jesus. Almighty God of heaven, we thank you. We bless and exalt your name. We thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, for bringing us again. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the privilege you have given to us again to bring forth your word. Lord, we pray that your word will have free course and be glorified in every life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord God of heaven, we ask for your mercy. Lord, we ask for your mercy. Lord, let your mercy prevail over judgment upon every listener in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Father, let your word bring deliverance. Let your word bring healing. Let your word bring salvation to every soul in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Holy Spirit of God, come and do what only you alone can do. Have your way in our midst in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, precious Father, for answers to all our prayers. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Monty Movers Arena is brought to you by Chigozie Nwekeze Christian Foundation. For short, CNE Christian Foundation, as part of our Youth and Children Outreach Program. We at CNE Christian Foundation exist to foster God's love, righteous living, and prosperity in Jesus' name. In accordance to Proverbs 21:21, which says, "He that followeth after righteousness and mercy findeth life, righteousness, and honor." Please feel free to reach out to us for counseling and partnership on 090-6271-5171. 090-6271-5171 or 080-3437-0623. 080-3437-0623. I am Evangelist Moloku Patience Oluchi, and with me is Evangelist Nwachukwu Emmanuel. Today, we will be discussing value of dry bones, how to recognize dry bones, and what to do for them to live again. I give now to Evangelist Nwachukwu Emmanuel.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You're welcome once again. Let's pray. Father, we welcome your presence this evening, and Lord, I pray that every dry bone in the life of our listener right now, I command those dry bones to be alive in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let your work do the work. Lord, you say that you send forth your word and your word heal them. You say your work can never go out and come back void without accomplishing the reason why you sent it. Spirit of the living God, we pray your work will be effective in our lives this evening in Jesus' name.
Amen.
As we continue with us.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Now, amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Now, my listeners, this evening we are looking at a very important topic, the valley of dry bones. The valley of dry bone. We all know the story very well. Let's go to Ezekiel chapter 37 from verse 1 to verse 14. The Bible says, "The hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones, and caused me to pass there round about. And behold, there were many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest." Now, verse 4, "Again he said unto me, Prophesy upon these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bone, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God unto the bones, Behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. Verse 6, And I will lay sinews upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you. And then he said, I will cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live. And ye shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesy as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking. And the bones came together, bone to his bone. And when I beheld, lo, the sinew and the flesh came up upon them, and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. Then he said unto me, Prophesy unto the wind, prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, Thus says the Lord God, Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon the slain, that they may live. So I prophesy as he commanded me, and behold, and the breath came into them, and they lived, and stood up upon their feet, an exceeding great army. Verse 11, Then he said unto me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say our bones are dry and our hope is lost. We are cut off for our paths, therefore prophesy and say unto them, Thus says the Lord God, Behold, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come up out of your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. And ye shall know that I am the Lord when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up out of your graves, and shall put my spirit in you, and ye shall live, and I will place you in your own land. Then shall ye know that I, the Lord, have spoken it and performed it, says the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now we can see from where we read, God is specific about the dry bones. And when he called Ezekiel, he said, Ezekiel, can these dry bones live again? Ezekiel, speaking from the human knowledge he had and with the experience, or you know, with the eye of human, he said, I don't know. But you know God. You know, he had the faith in God. He had the belief in God that God can do all things. And then he saw the wonders and the miracles of God. Now, let's also open to Ezekiel 36, verse 27. Verse 27. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes. And ye shall keep my judgments and do them. The spirit of God is the spirit of life. Now, let's go to Genesis chapter 1 from verse 27 to verse 28. Genesis chapter 1 in verse 27 and verse 28. Remember from where we read, the Bible said, as he prophesied, he said, breath came into them and they became living souls. Now, in the book of Genesis chapter 1 from verse 27 to verse 28, the Bible said, so God created man in his own image, and in the image of God created he man. Male and female created he. Verse 28, and God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Now we can see here that when God created man, man was not functional until when he caused his breath. Bible says he breathed into man and man became a living soul. And I pray this evening that the Almighty God is going to make you a living soul from this evening in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Now, collection of bone makes up the skeleton. Now, when we get bones together, when bones join together, we have the joints, and when joints and bones are together, it makes up the full skeleton. Now, when the Bible says bone, it's referring to pieces of the skeleton. There's a common simile, as dry as a bone, to illustrate hopelessness. Dry bone illustrates staying where you are without moving forward, living but not possessing all the characteristics of a living being in Christ. Imagine when a part of the body is dead, maybe because of stroke, partial stroke, of which you know that there is no enough blood flow into the brain, and then some parts of the body is dry. God wants us to understand that he wants us to be full in him. Someone that has partial stroke is not full because he can't move and do the normal things he should do. He or she cannot carry out the normal activities he or should carry out. And God is telling us this so that we can live up to his expectation. We can have all the attitude and the attributes of a living being in Christ. Now, how do we recognize dry bones? Now, I'm going to tell us a story. We know this story very well in the book of 1 Chronicles chapter 4 from verse 9 and 10. 1 Chronicles chapter 4 in verse 9 and verse 10 is a story of a man called Jabez. Now, in verse 1 of 1 Chronicles chapter 4, and the Bible or the scripture outline all the descendants of Judah. Now, in verse 9, the Bible says, and Jabez was more honorable than his brethren, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bear him with sorrow. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou hast blessed me indeed, enlarge my coast, and that thy hand might be with of me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested. Now we can see that Jabez understood that this was not all life should be about. He was able to sit down and look at his life and discover that things are not going the way it should be. Remember that Jabez came from the tribe of Judah, and Judah is one of the sons of Jacob, and Jacob is God's elect, and he saw that his life was not up to expectation, and he cried to God, and God answered him. Now, how do we recognize dry bone? When God has blessed us, but we are still suffering. You know, sometimes God has given us the brain to sit down and think aright. God has given us sound mind. God has given us all we need to succeed. God has given us the resources, the talents, the gift we need to be able to live comfortably in life. But we discover that we are still suffering. We discover that we are still living beyond where we should be. How do we recognize dry bones? We can recognize dry bone when we are standing in between, neither in or out. We are standing in between. Elijah came up and he proved Israel. He said, if you stand for God, Israel did not know, because that time in the land of Israel, majority of the people worshiped Baal. They could not differentiate between the living God and Baal until when Elijah was able to strike a difference by bringing up a challenge that only God was able to show up and to prove himself. Now we can recognize dry bones when we are standing in between, neither in or out. We can recognize dry bones when we can't see and achieve anything meaningful. Now, I mean, we cannot see and achieve anything meaningful despite having all the resources. Now, we can recognize dry bone. It can come in the way of barrenness. Abraham was a friend of God. Abraham had a relationship with God. God called Abraham my friend, but there was a problem, and the problem was the problem of barrenness. And until God showed up, God was able to move that problem. And after the descendants, and after the generation of Abraham came out of Isaac, and after Isaac, the yoke was broken and there was fruitfulness. Now we can recognize dry bone when we are Christians and are like reproach to Christ. When people look at all, they say, oh, you are a Christian. If this is the way a Christian should be, it's better I remain where I am. That is how we recognize dry bone. When we look at our life and we discover that we are not living up to Christ's expectation, we're not living up to what God wants us to live up to, and that is when we should cry to God. And I believe God tonight, as it happened in Ezekiel 37, that dry bones live again. Dry bones will live again in our lives in the name of Jesus. Now, what do we do when we recognize dry bones in our life? One thing is to recognize. When you go to see a doctor, the doctor first of all diagnosed to know what the problem is, and the next thing he does is to give you a proper prescription and to write to you or to refer you to a pharmacist to give you the right drug that should do the major work. What do we do when we recognize these dry bones in our life? Number one, we must turn fully to God by being born again. You must be a child of God. You must be recognized by God. If you want God to do something in your life, you cannot come like a stranger. You have to come fully to God. You must be born again. What do we do when we recognize dry bones in our life? We pray earnestly, using God's word as the right weapon. Jabez said, he said, oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed, and enlarge my coast, and that thy hand may be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested. I pray the Almighty God will help us. We're going to pray right in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Now, we must build our faith in God. We must build our faith in God. Remember, the Bible said in the book of James, he that does not have faith is like the sea that is tossed to and fro. Must have faith in God, because Hebrews chapter 11 tells us that he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. And I pray this evening you will diligently seek God, and he will turn up to you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Men like Jabez in the book of 1 Chronicles 4 from 9 to 10 encountered God. Who turned his poverty to wealth? Abraham encountered God. Who turned his childlessness to fruitfulness? I pray that God will turn our barrenness to fruitfulness in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Remember, the Bible says in the book of Isaiah, he said that he's going to make a way in the wilderness, and he is going to make rivers in our desert. And I pray this evening that every dry bone in your life will come alive. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We appreciate appreciate the God of heaven for this great message today. It's a great blessing to us all. May the name of the Lord be praised and glorified forever in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Our today's topic, the Valley of Dry Bones. Ezekiel 37, from verses 1, is a conversation between God and his servant Ezekiel about Israel's spiritual restoration and revival. Verses 3 said, "And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live?" Ezekiel's only response is, "O Lord God, you know." We serve all-knowing God. He knows the end from the beginning. He is the Almighty. We are to keep our hope alive because our God is the God of hope. No matter the situation that we face, God expects us to keep our hope alive. If God can give hope to a hopeless situation in the book of Ezekiel 37, then God can do all things. Verses 4, he said, "Again, he said unto me, Prophesy upon these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord." Hear the word of the Lord. We are to speak God's word to any situation of our lives. No matter what is surrounding us, God expects us to speak his word to those situations. Jesus said, "The word I speak to you, they are spirits, they are life. They are not just a mere word. It is a word filled with the spirit of the living God." John 6:63. And the Bible says in the book of Romans chapter 8 verses 11, he said, "If the spirit of him that raised up Christ from death liveth in you, if he dwells in you," he said, "that same spirit will quicken your mortal body." That same spirit will quicken your mortal body. That is how powerful God's word is. We are to speak God's word at all situations, no matter what we face, even when it is hopeless, even when it is dry, like that dry bone in the book of Ezekiel. God expects us to speak his word to them. The Bible says in the book of Jeremiah 33 verses 29, "Say, is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord, and like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces." That is how powerful the word of God is. It can take care of any situation. No matter how difficult that situation is, all he needs is your faith. All he needs is your faith. Speak that word with conviction. Speak that word with confidence. Speak that word with faith. Speak that word with belief that it will come to pass. There is no impossible case with our God. Today's topic is a hopeless situation, but God caused breath to enter into dry bone, and they lived again. Jeremiah chapter 32 verses 20 says, "Say, behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me?" There is no impossible case with God. What he cannot do does not exist. Just have faith in God. The Bible says concerning Abraham, say, "He called those things that we are not, do as if they were." Those things that they were not in existence. Bible says that Abraham did not consider his body being dead, nor the deadness of Sarah's womb. But Bible says he had faith. He staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief, but he was praising God. He was praising God. Abraham's faith shifted from believing God for Isaac into believing God for a nation. That is how faith, how strong Abraham's faith was. God wants us to grow into that level of faith. Just have faith in God. He will bring to life every case that is called close in your life. No matter the case, whatever the report you are having in your hand right now, God is able to do all things. What he cannot do does not exist. He will cause that dry bone to rise again. I don't know your situation or the challenges you are facing right now, but I'm glad to announce to you that the answer is here. Jesus is the answer to man's problem. There is no case that is impossible for Jesus to take care of. The Bible says in the book of Matthew chapter 19 verse 26 and Mark 10:27. And Bible says, "And Jesus looking up to them, he said, with man it is impossible, but not with God. For with God all things, all, not some, all things are possible." Just believe is possible with God. Just believe is possible with God. The Bible says in Luke 1:45, "Say, and blessed is she that believeth, for there shall be performance of those things which are told her from the Lord." There is performance of that which are told are from the Lord. Just believe. Just believe. Ezekiel 37, 1 to 14, which is our anchor today, is a demonstration of God's power. It's a powerful reminder of faith and the importance of relying on God. Valley filled with dry bones, we are brought back to life by God. That same God will bring restoration and hope in every difficult situation you are facing right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Jeremiah 29 verses 11, he said, "For I know the thought I think towards you, saith the Lord, thought of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." God has a good and a great future for us. But it can only manifest if we make Him the Lord of our life. Except He is the Lord of all in your life, His plan can never manifest nor come to pass. You must belong to Jesus Christ. You must confess His Lordship in your life. Ezekiel 37 verse 7. Ezekiel said, "So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking." He said, "And the bone came together, bone to his bone." He prophesied and heaven responded, because it belongs to God. And the dry bone came back to life. Except you are born again, He cannot hear you. Except you are born again, when you call, He will not answer you. Except you belong to Him, you are under the sound of my voice. And you want to say, "Lord, be the Lord of all in my life." Please say after me, say, "Lord Jesus Christ, I thank you for your word for me today. I believe you died for me, and on the third day you rose up again. Be my Lord, be my Savior. Accept me as your own today. From today, I will serve you all the days of my life. Remove my name from the book of death and write my name in the book of life. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Amen." I pray for you in the name of Jesus Christ. The grace that brought you, that same grace will keep you. That same grace will preserve you. It will preserve you to the end. The voice of stranger you will not hear. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I pray for you. And I ask in the name of Jesus Christ that the Lord of hosts will see you with the seal of the Holy Spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I'm going to pray some set of people under the sound of my voice. You are sick. You are under the captivity of the wicked. I pray for you. The Bible says, "I will restore earth unto thee, and I will heal thee of their wounds." I decree in the name of Jesus Christ. Because the Bible says, "I should decree a thing, and it shall be established unto me, and the light shall shine upon it." Therefore, I decree in the name of Jesus Christ that you receive restoration to your earth right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I decree in the name of Jesus that all your wounds be healed right now in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says that the Lord's name, the name Jesus, is highly exalted above all names. Now the mention of the name Jesus Christ, affliction, sickness, diseases, powers of darkness, principalities and power, we bow of this in heaven, earth, under the earth. Therefore, I call that name Jesus, and I decree in that name Jesus that every sickness, every forms of infirmity, every forms of affliction, every forms of projection, every forms of arrow in your body, because Jesus said, "My house shall be called the house of prayer." Therefore, in the name of Jesus Christ, I come against every forces of darkness. I come against every power that is dwelling in that body that is not of God. And Jesus answered and said, "Every plant which my Father has not planted shall be rooted up." Therefore, in the name of Jesus, every plant of the enemy in your body, I decree right now, let them be rooted out in the name of Jesus Christ. You are under the sound of my voice, and you are under the captivity of the darkness. The Bible says in the book of Isaiah 49 verses 24, it says, "Shall the prey be taken from the mighty, or the lofty captive delivered?" Say, "But thus said the Lord, even the captive of the mighty shall be taken away, and the prey of the terrible shall be delivered." In the name of Jesus, I decree you are delivered. I decree you are delivered. I decree you are delivered. That pit, they have buried your career. That pit, they have buried your destiny. That pit, they have digged for you. In the name of Jesus Christ, you
are delivered. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are set free. Because he that Jesus set free is free indeed. Therefore, I decree you are free. In the name of Jesus Christ, I decree open doors to you. The Bible says in Revelation chapter 3, verse 7, he said, the Lord of all, the God of Jacob, is the one that holds the key. In openness, and no man can shut it. Therefore, I decree open doors for you. I decree breakthrough for you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, you are under marital siege. The Bible said that none shall want a mate. I decree in the name of Jesus Christ, be married. I decree be married to your God-ordained spouse. In the name of Jesus Christ, I cover and I bless you all in the name of God the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. You are blessed in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This program, Monty Movers Arena, was brought to you by Chigozie Nwekeze Christian Foundation as part of our Youth and Children Outreach Program. We at CNU Christian Foundation exist to foster God's love, righteous living, and prosperity in the name of Jesus. In accordance to Proverbs 21, verses 21, please feel free to reach out to us for counseling and partnership. Our phone numbers are 090-6271-5171, 090-6271-5171, or 080-3437-0623, 080-3437-0623. Thank you so much for your audience, and see you at the same time, 4 p.m. next Sunday. Thank you for listening to us, and God bless. Hallelujah.
Yeah.